I first spoke with, Peter Askham a while ago, after the first Next Festival at Music Mountain. It's a festival that features emerging artists. And once again, it is coming up again, Saturday, June 2nd at Gordon Hall. Free admission, donations are welcome. Those will benefit the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. And it's nice to welcome Peter once again to Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back, Marshall.
So let me know, which festival is this now?
So this is the sixth year now of a festival called the Next Festival of Emerging Artists. And this is a festival which brings together 20 of the greatest young classical musician artists from around the country. They're string players in their 20s from places like Juilliard and New England Conservatory and University of Southern California. They come and were in residence at Music Mountain for 1 week, working on their music, working on their careers, thinking about strategies for how to take music forward in the future. And we end up with a concert at Music Mountain, which you mentioned, which is free on the 2nd of June. And this is a concert of the music of living composers. So brand new stuff. In fact, I just finished the piece last night, very late. So it doesn't get newer than this. But it's a concert where you can see basically the next generation of classical musicians who are taking us forward in the future, playing with incredible passion and incredible commitment, music which is being written right now. We're very lucky to be working with three of the four composers who are on the program and, you know, kind of interacting with them, asking them, what did you mean here? What do you think of this? So it's very much a workshop atmosphere in the rehearsals and really brings music to life. I'm so excited about the music for this year.
Now, you've got a guest soprano, Tony Arnold, coming in?
Absolutely. Tony Arnold is one of the greatest sopranos working today. She is George Crumb's first choice for soprano. She was Elliot Carter's first choice for soprano. She can sing anything. It's really, really fantastic. She's kind of the heir to John Di Gaetani, if you know who she was. But in any case, she is just kind of the embodiment of this music. She brings it to life. We're doing a premiere of a piece by Brett Dean called And Once I Played Ophelia, and this is based on the character Ophelia from Hamlet. And she just brings it to life, and it just kind of grips you from the very first note and doesn't let you go for the whole time. And it's kind of especially pertinent now. It's kind of the ultimate Me Too piece with Ophelia. But no, she's really extraordinary, and the chance for her to work with these young artists and to do a free concert is really something very special.
Now, for people to understand exactly what goes on, after you finish at Music Mountain, you go on to perform in New York City, right?
That's right. So we perform at Music Mountain on June 2nd, and then the very next day we go to Le Poisson Rouge, which is in Greenwich Village. This is the old famous village gate. And we do the same program that we're doing for free at Music Mountain for a paying audience at Poisson Rouge. So it's a great chance to see this music for the discount rate free, and to help the library too. It's a fantastic benefit concert.
Now, I also see that because we have a signal that we're up in South County, Massachusetts, on June 2nd, you'll be at first, you'll be at the Egremont Village Inn with a free concert for the folks who live up in Massachusetts. Why?
That's right. Yeah. So while the students are here at Music Mountain, they're working on solo music, they're working on chamber music, in addition to the orchestral music. So the concert on June 1st is kind of the culmination of their work, where you can see them playing in a very beautiful, intimate atmosphere at the Egremont Village Inn, up close and personal, playing solo music, playing chamber music from all time periods, from, you know, classical and romantic up to contemporary music as well. And that's a great chance to see exactly what they're up to and the kind of music that they're making. It's really exciting. So that's on the 1st of June up at Egremont Village Inn.
And then the 2nd is the full shindig at Gordon Hall, of course, at Music Mountain to benefit the D.M. Hutt Library.
Right.
Now, exactly. When you do your concerts in New York, they're not free, are they?
They're not free, no.
I always like to explain this to people. Let people know what people pay in New York City to see this performance that they're going to see at Music Mountain.
So this is when you go to see it in New York, it's going to be a $25 ticket if you buy ahead of time. And, you know, free is good.
Yeah, free is,
in your own backyard, too.
Free is very good. You know, I always said one of the great things about our area, and specifically speaking about what you do at Music Mountain with the next festival and what Hotchkiss brings in to Hotchkiss in the off season when Music Mountain isn't in session, the amount of amazing, incredible world talent that we get to see for free in our area is staggering. We're very lucky.
Yeah,
we're very lucky here.
Yeah, I think so. And I, you know, working with these musicians, I can truly say that these are the people who are leading classical music forward. I mean, they are just really very, very, very special artists from all over the country. And Tony, you cannot hear something better than Tony doing the premiere of this piece. She is truly, truly world class. She's in Mexico right now. She was in Hungary and earlier this month, and she's just really fantastic. So to be able to see them right up close, personal, you can meet them after the concert, interact with them all for free. It's pretty special, I agree.
You know, and then when you fill in between that, what happens at Gordon Hall during the course of the summer with the chamber music, really it's a chamber music home in the summertime for probably the eastern half of the United States. It tells you exactly what we have in our area here and why people like to come and spend their vacation times here. We have amazing chances for you to see amazing artists. And really, I think it's kind of exciting that you basically really kick off the summertime with your next festival.
Yeah, we are the very, very first thing that that happens there, and then the rest of the summer starts. But it's really a beautiful space. If you haven't been there to Gordon Hall, it's incredible, acoustically perfect, and really intimate and up close. And like you said, what Music Mountain does for the rest of the summer is kind of amazing, too. The greatest artists from all around the world.
Now,
really, really special.
If folks are interested about what the next festival is all about, next-fest.org on the web. That's next-fest.org. And there's even a clip on that website that shows students performing the Charles Ives String Quartet No. 1 on that website. So you can get a real good idea of what the next festival is all about by going to that website. I'll ask one final question. 6 years in, are you kind of amazed where you're standing now as to when you first started?
Absolutely. Yeah. I started the festival. Nick asked me, Nick Gordon, who was the president of Music Mountain for many, many years. He just passed away, unfortunately. He asked me to start a festival, and so I just started a kind of up from the bootstraps kind of mom-and-pop one-man show festival 6 years ago, and now it's a two-week festival with artists from all around the country. We're in New York. We're doing composer workshops at NYU. We're doing choreographer workshops. We're premiering music, and the reach is really national now. So I'm totally thrilled and surprised and couldn't be more excited about it.
Well, once again, Music Mountain in Falls Village, Gordon Hall, June 2nd at 7 p.m. There's no admission, but if you want to make a donation, that donation will go to benefit the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. Toby Arnold will be a guest artist. And once again, it's at Gordon Hall, June 2nd at 7 p.m. at Music Mountain. And Peter, it's always, I only speak to you once a year, but it's always nice to speak to you since we started this 6 years ago.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy it, Marshall. And I appreciate getting the chance to tell your listeners about the festival and about the concert.
All right. Take care, and we'll see you at Music Mountain.
You bet. Thanks so much, Marshall. Bye-bye. Take care.
Peter Askham once again this morning with us here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.